Hey, welcome back. Coffee and Cream in the Morning on Hail Varsity Radio, powered by Currency. Damon Benning, Andrew Rogers, live from the H&H Chevrolet stage at Hail Varsity Club. Happy to have you with us, whether it's on 590 ESPN Radio here in Omaha, live on Twitter, live on YouTube. You can catch those on Herd at Sports or Hail Varsity's Twitter pages. And if you miss anything on the show, go back and listen to the podcast. Apple, Spotify, Amazon.
How are we doing with the feed thing? Make it progress?
The feed?
Yeah. Coffee and Cream?
Oh, to get good? Like one.
Yeah. Is that good?
Well, I'm talking about it this week.
Oh, whoa. You got a secret meeting?
Yeah.
Why? Well, he made me sit up in my seat.
Are you talking about like our own RSS
feed?
Yeah. We'll probably talk about that in our weekly meeting, right?
Are those moved to Wednesdays now?
Uh-huh.
So this is the official?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was Wednesday last week. We're all chilling on Tuesday.
Are you kidding me?
No, I wasn't. It was a very productive meeting, though. Although that's one of the few times it's weird sitting in the dark.
It is.
I typically prefer that, though.
But when I'm talking to a bunch of people, I'm like, can we raise it up a little bit? Like,
like the,
not just the roof, but.
Yeah, I don't know.
Some other things I'd like raised.
I saw some crazy, weird lady at the, I'm sorry. My mom told me I'm not supposed to use the word crazy. But did you see the lady that
you
was.
You can use weird lady.
Yeah, she was kind of weird. She was on the baseline, and she was a Heat fan. I didn't know how she got such good tickets. They kept doing the little, she was doing the little
yes.
rhythmic pump.
Yes.
And I was like, she's like one of three people over mm-hmm. there. They're probably going to run her out of there.
She's probably some type of debt collector.
And how'd she get some sort of, how'd she get the floor seats?
I'm telling you, she won it in a poker game.
And she probably was like in her feels for like the first three quarters. She's like, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
Especially after the Nuggets.
That first quarter?
And, and the Nuggets kind of closed out the third quarter. You're like, they ended up winning that uh-huh. quarter.
Right.
God, they pushed the lead. Because
what was it? Sleep on the Heat in the fourth.
What was it? 83-75 mm-hmm. going into the.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they pushed it up 2 points. And mm-hmm. I was like, because it was 57-51 at the half. Yeah, okay. So I'm doing the math in my head real quick. You're like, oh, man. Here they go again. And they just.
Altitude problems.
Yeah, they. I keep wanting to say I'm telling you, but ask guys that. Most of the guys that I know that played there in the one day scenario after being there on like the Friday whenever we got there was not a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't.
You adjusted quickly?
Yeah, I did. You could barely. I don't know. It was much to do about nothing.
And some probably didn't even get affected at all.
It was so cold. I don't know. It was just seemed much to do about nothing. Now, I mean, you think over time, like 6 or 7 days, you get more acclimated, and it would be worse in like a 40-hour stretch. It didn't seem to bother us much.
Did it surprise you that Jokic only had 4 assists last night?
Well, see, they stayed attached to shooters.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that. See, I wish more coaches, and some the good ones do it here at the high school level, where if a guy is not really going to kill you in the post, you don't always have to go down and dig. Like, I get it, you know, foot in the paint, help side defense, but stay attached to shooters, especially with how the three ball goes in. And, I mean, one of his 4 assists was so sick, you weren't stopping that one anyway, mm-hmm. the one-hand pass.
Oh, yeah.
Which
most of his assists are like that.
I'm like, yeah, wow.
Or it's off of a board and kick out Jamal Murray.
So
three,
the pass wasn't the best part. The best part was Gordon handling it the way he did, because it was kind of at his, it's kind of at his waist because he was already going up.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, they stayed attached to shooters. He doesn't like playoff Jimmy. So what are we supposed to call him again? Because he doesn't like the playoff Jimmy.
He should be fine with playoff Jimmy.
Nah.
But
and he has something else he wants.
But he's like, I don't want to just be segregated to one thing.
Yeah,
I want to be the whole season, Jimmy.
But and he showed up and mm-hmm. I knew when he started getting downhill right away in the fourth, I was like, oh, this might be interesting.
Jimmy's here again.
This thing might get interesting. Yeah, his jumper was super wet. Like,
how about some of those phantom calls though in regards to like defending a three or swiping behind a guy or beating through a screen. Like, I would – the whistles were going last night. I'm like, huh.
You felt like some sort of conspiracy theory was in?
Well, this was majority of the game, so it wasn't just like the fourth quarter. So I don't want to say that I have that, but now that you put that in my mind, now I'm going to go down that rabbit hole.
How about role guy? Like, so Vincent and Martin are just – are they just good players? Because you're not supposed to play like that on the road.
Right.
Oh, allegedly.
Right.
Well, we got a series.
But Martin didn't really even play very well.
No, I thought it was the little things. Yeah, Strus came out like
– well, lights out from three.
Yeah, I don't know what, Max, you guys were clowning from game one, but this guy's pretty good. That's almost like what he was saying.
That's like the Heat, though, right? Every game you're going to point out somebody that's like, oh, like this guy's pretty good because we sleep on the Miami Heat. You look at Denver's roster and you're like – you kind of take it for granted. Oh, they have Jamal, they have MPJ, they have Caldwell Pope, they have Jokic, and they have this team. And then you look at the Heat, and they have Jimmy Butler and everyone else. And so when one player goes up, oh, Vincent, he had 23 points, he's leading scorer. Like, is he pretty good? Like,
and quietly, Denver's only averaged 106 a game.
That's it?
108 and 104. They won 104-93, and they scored 108 last night. Like, that's how – I mean, that's – for that team, well, you'll take it. Because there's sometimes when they're on offense, you're like, God, it feels like they scored more.
I'll take it.
Well, that's why I'm like, that's it?
You keep that thing in the low 100s, that's where the Lakers had to keep it, and they couldn't.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Let's go to line one, Shane. We'll talk NBA Finals with our good friend Michigan Lance on the phone. Lance, what's up, man? Good morning.
He's back.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
What's up, buddy?
Welcome. Welcome.
Yeah, Shane, you can play my theme music, Mace, the remix of Welcome Back, Cotter.
Hey, we can't play music on this show.
I know.
Sad face.
That's why I had to point that out real
Sad
quick.
Face.
Hey, how am I supposed to feel watching the Women's Softball World Series, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
good on you.
The Utah Utes, I've been watching that since summer of 2005. When I was at Wayne, being a GA board in the summer, out of my mind. I'm like, what is this? Just having to be on. I'm like, hey, this is pretty interesting. And it's had my attention ever since. And so I'm watching the Utah Utes, I think, play Oklahoma State. They're getting blown. It's like 8-0, whatever it is. They're getting blown out. And the girls on the bench, like, they're still laughing, giggling, smiling. Like, am I supposed to be mad that they're not showing like a scowl or anger or a mean mug because they're getting blown out?
I think softball's different. Like at first blush, okay. I just think their camaraderie and chemistry is what they do.
It's the only sport I know that chants the entire game from the dugout.
So like, just imagine like if
win or lose, getting blown out.
Win or lose.
If you don't, you probably don't feel right. Like, it's just embedded in the culture
of the game.
Mm-hmm. Right? Just So I look at it the other way. It's 8-0, and you're the folks on the bench that aren't saying anything. Like, you probably would stick out like a sore thumb. Like, hey, this is what we do. Like, we do this regardless. That's kind of how I look at it. I don't know, because it's not like that in a lot of other – and a lot of other sports.
Right.
Matter of fact,
I just thought that was a good question to bring up.
Yeah, and I think it's a softball thing.
I think it's only a softball thing.
I know. I felt so bad for Malin yesterday just because I knew her dad. It's a tough break for Washington.
And that's why that game is so fun and exciting. Like, it catches my attention because it's entertainment.
It's always loud.
They're entertaining all the time, and I got no problem with it, man. That's what gets me to watch it.
Maybe
volleyball. It's great to watch.
Volleyball could be a close second to staying loud
engaged.
And engaged the entire match. Way through.
I you could make the case. Definitely.
Why is it only women's sports? Hey, you know what I mean? Why can't men do it too? Hey, equal opportunity, right? Equal gender, right?
Yeah, we guys, and I appreciate the call, Lance. He just can't. I think with guys, it's, I don't know. Like, do we think it's not cool?
Or
are we supposed to not be the no emotion people? I don't know.
I think that's what it more is. It's, hey, put your head down and go. It's not about you. Focus on the game. Not, I don't know. Maybe we get into that. Stick around.